Maisus, Perkei Mishnah Vav. Hamasame v'nosan mayim b'mida u'matza k'dei midasu. If a person is making wine by putting water into wine residue at the bottom of the vats, they would have items called shmarim, or also referred to as lees, I believe, L-E-E-S, which is like residue that comes from some types of leftovers of either mold or particles from the grapes that would impart a flavor. So these things, when you would saturate them with water, so it would give a tam, it would give a taste over, and that would create some kind of drink, which is similar to wine. So if one would do that, and he would just put water on this residue, v'nosan mayim b'mida, and he finds the exact same measure, so it's putter from maisus. This was tevel. The shmarim came from grapes that were tevel. So he's putter, the liquid that came out, he's putter from taking off maisus. Why is he putter? Now, first of all, the Rav says that it doesn't mean that it's exactly the same mida, because the Rav explains that even if he would do, like, for example, 3 jugs of water with the sediment, and then he comes back and he sees 3.5, it's still putter. The only time it would not be considered kedei midasa, the same measure, is if, for example, he put in 3 jugs and then it came back and now it's 4. So now then for sure you see the fact that there's an extra jug's worth of liquid there, so it's obviously coming from the shmarim. However, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's chayev because he held, Rav explains, that it's impossible that all of the liquid here is only the water, and the water completely went into the shmarim and it completely left it and is now separated. It has to be that there's particles or part of the shmarim went back into the water and it got mixed around. And it seems that in order for one to be chayiv and taking off meister on this, he would need at least a kad's worth of wine. So the assumption here is that if he puts in 3 jugs of water, and it comes out 3.5, Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv because the assumption is that you would have 2.5's worth of water and 1 full kad of wine that came from the shmarim. However, the Mishnah continues, Matza Yosra Akademiz Daso, but everybody agrees, if you found more, and more means here at least 1 jug's worth more. So if you put in 3 and now you found 4, not 3.5, but 4, Moitzi Lov Mimakom Acher Lefi Cheshbon. The chiddush is that, like the Rav explains, of course you can take off maisers from this very area. So you put in 3, you find 4, so you can take off maisers on Lefi Cheshbon, which means specifically on 1 extra jug, because we know you poured in 3 jugs of water, you don't take off maisers on water. So you take off maisers on the 1 extra jug that you found in the volume here. But even more than that, the Mishnah tells, meaning even Mimakom Acher, that's the chiddush at the end of the Mishnah, that even Mimakom Acher, in other words, you could think of it's just a chumrah to do it Mineu Beim, to do it right here. But to take it off of something else that is mamash achiv of truma, and it's vadai tevel, to take maisers off on that, and that it should be chal onto this, that I may think you can't do, because maybe here it's just a chumrah, but you shouldn't treat it and combine it with other maisers. So the Mishnah is telling us that you can even do it Mimakom Acher. Again, Lufi Cheshbon. So if you're taking off maisers from 5 jugs of wine, so you would add this as the 6th jug, and you take off maisers on all of them together.